Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going
to
say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so staggeringly awesome and unapologetically original, you won't know what hit you.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
Featuring the man himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, oh, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. It's not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Magnificent. Football Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Monday, the world of sports absolutely buzzing. And we're going to get to all of it, including coaching changes and firings in the National Football League. Moments ago, literally moments ago, ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeting, and I'm not joking, this is literally moments ago, that the Cleveland Browns have fired head coach Kevin Stefanski. So Stefanski going to go to the top of the wish list for a bunch of NFL coaching vacancies. I would love to see my favorite team, the New York Football Giants, hire Kevin Stefanski as its next head coach. So the Browns have just fired Kevin Stefanski. We will get to that as we move along. Not a huge shock that that happened, but it has happened. So we will talk about it coming up in a little bit. The Cleveland Browns have fired head coach Kevin Stefanski. We also saw late last night the Atlanta Falcons fire head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. It looks like the Falcons will announce the hiring of CBS NFL analyst and former Falcons MVP quarterback Matt Ryan to be the president of football operations. That is not official yet, but is expected to be official per NFL insider tweets, maybe as soon as today. So we will bring you that news when we get it. We'll break down the Atlanta Falcons decisions, why I think they made the right call, why I think the Cleveland Browns probably made the wrong call with Stefanski, but at least I understand it. And any other breaking coaching news here on Black Monday in the NFL, we will break it down in full detail here on You Better, You Bet. I will also tell you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, with the playoff picture set in the National Football League, why there is zero excuse for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills to not make it to Super Bowl 60, and the consequences the Bills must face if they don't at least win the AFC. There is a coaching change that I don't expect to be made in the National Football League, and I absolutely think it should, and I think that the team is crying out for it to be made. I'll tell you about that in a couple hours here on You Better You Bet. I'm also going to give you my early thoughts for Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. We've got betting markets at BetMGM, and I've got thoughts on a bunch of these games, and we will close the show in the final hour, the Power Hour, with all my bets for tonight in the world of sports. We'll do a little NBA and a little college hoops and a little college football at the very end of the show. Got a couple games I like tonight in the association. Just to reiterate the breaking news that came down a few minutes ago, the Cleveland Browns have fired head coach Kevin Stefanski, and reportedly, general manager Andrew Berry will stay on in Cleveland. I actually don't have any beef with that for Jimmy Haslam and the Cleveland Browns, and I'll explain why in a little bit. But we officially begin the magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports with this.
He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth with the call last night on NBC. Honestly, in the moment, and we'll do this more later in the show, like we are going to talk about this in detail later in the show. I think last night was the best called game by a play-by-play announcer and a color commentator since the 2018 AFC Championship game, Tony Romo's first year at CBS, Nance and Romo on the call of the Patriots and the Chiefs at Arrowhead, with the Patriots winning that game in overtime. That's how good I think this was last night from Tirico and Collinsworth, absolutely at the top of their games. Again, we will delve into that in detail a little later in the show. Where I want to start, the first thing off of this game last night, and I'll preface it by saying, I have thought about it. I thought about it literally in the moment last night, and it's the first thing I thought about when I woke up this morning. Don't tell my wife. This is not hyperbole, it is not an exaggeration, and I, Nick Kostos, am not being a prisoner of the moment. And if I were, I would tell you, and I would admit it, that I'm getting swept up in the moment. I have no problem saying that. This is not that. Last night, Steelers beating the Baltimore Ravens, 26-24. To win the AFC North in the fashion that it happened, this is one of the best and most dramatic regular season NFL games of all time. Of all time. When you consider the stakes, the teams, the legendary quarterbacks, the legendary coaches, arguably the best rivalry in the NFL with the Ravens and the Steelers, and the setting in primetime in Pittsburgh. Chef's kiss, absolute perfection. I have been watching the NFL on an obsessive basis for 36 years. Obsessively for 36 years. And this is a game that will absolutely stand the test of time, and one that we will be talking about for years and decades to come. That is how good this was last night as the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Baltimore Ravens. And as far as the game itself goes, we don't need to belabor this point at all. The Baltimore Ravens need to fire John Harbaugh and they need to fire John Harbaugh now. You can't fire him last night after the game. He's won a Super Bowl, obviously. You got to show him the proper respect, and I mean that sincerely. But we don't have to play games here. This doesn't have to be a dragged-out process. He needs to go, full stop, and that is not an overreaction. That is only reaction. Not overreaction, only reaction. If you're the Baltimore Ravens, you absolutely cannot lose this game that they lost last night to the DK Metcalf-less Pittsburgh Steelers and waste an MVP-caliber performance from Lamar Jackson. And there were questions coming into the game. Like, how's Lamar going to look? No one knew. He's been so up and down this season, has dealt with multiple injuries, finally got a full week of practice in. But no one knew how this was going to go for Lamar Jackson. And then the game starts. And it goes on into the second half. And he is outrageously, outrageously good. And then the list of reasons on the pie chart of reasons why the Baltimore Ravens lost this game, Lamar Jackson is the least of the problems last night for the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to play for you the second Lamar Jackson to Zay Flowers touchdown here. And I'm going to tell why this is one of the best plays I've seen for a long time in the National Football League.
Third and one. Fake to Henry Jackson. Shot downfield. Zay Flowers again. Zay Flowers inside the 20. He's going to go.
Unbelievable. And by the way, Chris Collinsworth takes a lot of flack from people. That call is a 10 out of 10. And Mike Tirico is a 10 out of 10. To say in the moment, they've got him again, and like, you're watching on TV. You can't see that Zay Flowers is wide open. But you know in that moment, like, something has happened down the field. And then you see it with the ball in the air. That is so good. And Lamar Jackson was so good. The way he was able to step through those two defenders, like, he's going to get sacked on either side, and he slips through and is able to make that throw down the field, look like Jet Li in a 2000 action movie. Like, it was preposterous. He looked like a shinobi. He looked like a ninja. How was he able to do that? Superhuman stuff from Lamar Jackson. And it's all for naught. They lose the game anyway. Absolutely unacceptable. And this game turned. And this is an indictment on the coaches, and it's also an indictment on the front office for the Baltimore Ravens. This game last night turned when Kyle Hamilton got concussed at the beginning of the second half by his own teammate, Alohi Gilman, as it's like one of these quick Aaron Rodgers, like, I need to get rid of the ball or I'm going to get killed. So I'm going to throw a hospital ball and put people in harm's way. And Gilman and Kyle Hamilton go helmet to helmet. And Hamilton takes the worst of it. Gilman's able to come back into the game. But Kyle Hamilton is not. And at that point in the game, the Ravens lead 10-3. And from there, the Pittsburgh Steelers are able to turn it all around.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I know Chris Collinsworth is saying, and I'm not saying Collinsworth is wrong, that Kyle Hamilton is the heart and soul of the Ravens defense. And that without Hamilton as the movable chess piece, that the Ravens defense like kind of ceases to become what it can be in its best and final form. Here's my reaction to that. You can't have it as an organization and a coaching staff. And this is not to diminish the greatness of Kyle Hamilton. He is a spectacular player. You can't have it where if a safety has to, it's not Myles Garrett has to leave the game, or TJ Watt has to leave the game, or Micah Parsons has to leave the game. Or Aaron Donald has to leave the game, or Lawrence Taylor has to leave the game. Like, let's call it like it is. You cannot have it that if a safety has to leave the game, your defense absolutely folds like a cheap suit against a Steelers defense that offense that has zero juice without DK Metcalf. What a stinging indictment this is on Harbaugh, on general manager Eric DaCosta, and on defensive coordinator Zach Orr. Do you think the Ravens, I've been saying this how many times now for how many years now on this show, do you think the Ravens wish they still had Mike McDonald on the coaching staff as the head coach? Could you imagine that? Kyle Hamilton gets hurt, and the Pittsburgh Steelers offense without DK Metcalf turns into the greatest show on turf, St. Louis Rams. And you can't keep them off the scoreboard after that because a safety had to leave the game. And again, Kyle Hamilton is magnificent, but you absolutely cannot have this. And when it's all said and done, and when the Ravens, and I think they will do it, when they move on from John Harbaugh, like keeping John Harbaugh over Mike McDonald is going to be like the Eagles drafting Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. And that sounds like a huge insult to John Harbaugh, and I understand how that comes across because he's won a Super Bowl and he's been a great coach, but come on. Come on. A year of Lamar Jackson's prime wasted. And I know that he misses time this season. But look at San Francisco with all the time that Brock Purdy missed and other like principal players missed. They played for the one seed this weekend. The Ravens finished below 500. Like, there's no excuse for this. Zero excuse. And I'm not here for anyone that wants to make the excuses. And we haven't even gotten to the most unforgivable sin committed by John Harbaugh last night. And to talk about that, we have to talk about the team's rookie place kicker, Tyler Loop. And look, I feel bad for the kid. 24 years old, rookie out of Arizona, was nails for most of the season, replacing, you know, one of the best kickers of all time, and you can say whatever you want about him off the field, and I'm sure it's all merited. But on the field, one of the best kickers ever, if not the best kicker ever, in Justin Tucker. After the first Lamar Jackson to Zay Flowers touchdown pass, after the first one, Tyler Loop booms the kickoff out of bounds. And my antenna starts to go up a little bit. Huh, that's interesting. Like, that's a huge mistake in that spot by a rookie kicker on the road with the stakes exceptionally high. The antenna go up. Then when the Steelers score to take the lead at the end of the game with less than a minute to play, Chris Boswell, who might be, he's one of the best kickers in the NFL, shanks the extra point. Misses the extra point, and it's 26-24, and now Baltimore can win with the field goal. And you get on the final drive, you get Lamar Jackson magic. On the 4th-and-7, the miracle conversion to Isaiah Likely. And in that moment, we're all thinking, right? Ravens just won the game with that pass to Isaiah Likely. They call a timeout at the 24-yard line, right? A 41-yard field goal on the way. Baltimore has another timeout and time to run another play and then call that last timeout and then kick the field goal to get closer for their rookie kicker who has just, in this quarter, in the fourth quarter, boomed the kickoff out of bounds, and you just watch Chris Boswell shank an extra point at the stadium and the field that everyone says is the hardest for a kicker to kick in the National Football League. And instead of getting it closer for your rookie kicker, you have Lamar Jackson walk backwards 3 yards and take a knee and then call your timeout. to get it in position for Tyler Loop. This was a first guess by me. I'm watching this thinking, did they really just do that? Like, make it a longer kick for Tyler Loop? And this ain't the Big 12. It ain't Arizona. They're not playing in a dome. They're not playing some curtain jerking jabroni team. This is the AFC North title game in primetime with the world watching in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. You want to talk about pressure? That is pressure. And you had an opportunity to make it a more makeable and manageable kick for your 24-year-old rookie kicker who's replacing Justin Tucker, and you decided to make it more difficult, even if it's only a couple yards. These are the kind of things that happen when in the moment you're saying to yourself, if you know ball, you're saying to yourself, no way. This can't be the decision that you make. And Loop Vanderjats it. Like, kicks it, and as soon as it's off his foot, you know it's going wide right. That's a Mike Vanderjagt-style miss. Not even close. And the Ravens lose. Season over. And the Steelers win the AFC North. Isn't it poetic that the Baltimore Ravens season began with an unbelievably mind-numbing and soul-crushing Sunday night football loss, that one to the Buffalo Bills. And it ends in week 18 with a mind-numbing, soul-crushing Sunday night football loss, this time to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And now, we'll see. I think the Ravens will fire John Harbaugh. Let's say they don't. We will be set to enter year 9 of the Harbaugh-Lamar Jackson partnership, where Lamar Jackson has won more Most Valuable Player awards than the Ravens have reached conference championship games. Ravens haven't been to a Super Bowl yet with Lamar Jackson. Year 9. John Harbaugh got handed a Ferrari and is driving 40 in the right lane with it. You can't have it. The expiration date has been reached. You take a swig of milk. It's sour. You look at it. That son of a bitch expired in 2022. That's John Harbaugh with the Ravens. You give him his Rolex. Thanks for the Super Bowl. You send him on his way. Absolutely unforgivable for the Ravens in a year of Lamar Jackson's prime to not make the postseason. Oh, baby. We haven't even kicked into full gear yet here on this magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet. We will get into the Browns firing Kevin Stefanski, happening about 20 minutes ago in real time. The Atlanta Falcons moving on from Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. All the early thoughts on Wild Card Weekend and the National Football League as well. But on the other side, the Pittsburgh Steelers survive in advance. Aaron Rodgers' career lasts at least one more game. And I'll tell you the team that was happiest for Pittsburgh's win outside of Pittsburgh. All coming up next here on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.